طالب صبيا كان شجاعا عثمان بن عفان حكيما وله سلام عمر الفاروق حكم فعدل فأمن أبا بكر الصديق. These are the men who fought for freedom. These are the men who carried the beauty. Had to push away the demons even though they were persecuted. They were closest to the greatest man, born to lead us through rain and storm. Changed the world through peace and love. طالع البدر على أمتنا من ثانية فتحوا باسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough. خديجة آمنت بوحي نزل أمانة حليمة السعدية أم ولها حنانة فاطمة الزهراء بنت رسول هداية عائشة الجليلة. These are the women who sacrificed life and took the world right by surprise. I pray my mother, my daughter, my wife emulates them and reach new heights. These are the women who led the line, perfect lives for the perfect price. I pray to God that I'm certified. طالع البدر على أمتنا من ثانية فتحوا باسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough, raising demon high up. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع واجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع واجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. من ثانية فتحوا باسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough, raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up. Raising Iman high up.
So it's time for the 99 Novels Bundle series. This week we're going to be looking at number 84 and 85, which is Malik ul Mulk and Dul Jalali wal Ikram. So, bismillah. Malik ul Mulk, the owner of all sovereign. Malik ul Mulk. Allah, Malik ul Mulk, we know that you are the only master and ruler. Ya Malik ul Mulk, make us remember the day of recompense in our words and deeds, and aid us to truly reflect on your kingdom, be humbled by it. Amen. Ya Malik ul Mulk, guide us in being responsible on this earth. Just to those under authority, and make us enter paradise, your ethni al dominant or pleasant. I mean, Ya al-Mulk, I seek refuge in you from the overpower of debt and demonument of people. I mean, so the other one we could be, the other name we could be looking at is Dul Jalali wal Ikram, the Lord of Majestic and greatness of honor. And honor. Dul Jalali wal Ikram. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Zuljilali wal Ikram. We know that you are the Lord of all majest and bond. Ya Zuljilali wal Ikram. Aid us to seek your honorable face in attention, words, and deed. Ameen. Ya Zuljilali wal Ikram. Help us to put our dependence in you above everything else in our daily lives and make us generous to others. Ameen. Ya Zuljilali wal Ikram. Bless us with being able to see your countenance in hereafter. Ameen. Ya Zuljilali wal Ikram. Guide us enough fear and out of us to free us from sin against you and enough obedience to you to make us reach your paradise and enough sincerity to make difference of the world of this world make easy for us. So Jazakallah here for listening to this week's segment of the Dua using the 99 Naval Swan series. Next week we'll be looking at Al-Muqsis, Al-Jami, and Al-Ghaniyy. So number 86 to 88. Those are the names we're looking at next week. We're like so close. I don't want this series to end though. Like, it's just, it's my favorite series, and like, this is the first series I made on my podcast, and I don't want it to end. So if you have another series that you want me to make, let me know. And until next week, you can hear more from the series next week from me. Yeah. So normally I play you guys a nasheed for a break, but I decided to switch it up and play you guys a knot this week because I was looking at some knots to change to play this week, and I remember I was seeing this knot con, Hamza Khan, like yesterday actually, when I was at the Radio Dawn event, as well as Prince Nasib. So I decided to play you guys a knot from Hamza Khan that he made with, I think it's Muhammad Tariq. So the note I'm gonna play you guys is Gilam Gilam Wali Muhammad. I probably said that wrong, but my dual Punjabi is not the best at the moment. So I'm gonna play you guys that note, the note, and as our break, and inshallah I hope you guys enjoy it as always, and then afterwards I'll just talk about the new plan B, but I also talk about a bit of the local radio station that I'm part of, just a bit of it, so you know what it's about and how you guys can how you can get involved with her. So until then, I'll see you guys after the note break. Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily with Namana, which is Namana Ahmed. Inshallah you're well, and inshallah you enjoy this week's episode of Daily with Namana. Daily with Namana is a talk/chat show where I discuss different topics, including general affairs and Islamic point of view. I also do interviews on people as well, giving them like asking questions and like what they've been up to and all that. And if you would like to be part of a podcast, like as a guest of it, then please let me know either by my number, or you can message me on Instagram, which is Namana Official. That's where that's where you can contact me if you have any questions or if you want to be part of my podcast in any way possible. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this week's episode. Oh yeah, this week's episode, I'll be discussing the new Plan B that recently came out, but I also be continuing the series on the 99 Eve or Lost Pandora series, so enjoy the episode, guys!
کملے والے محمد تو صدقے میں جا
کملے والے محمد تو صدقے میں جا
جنیا کے غریبا دے با پھڑ لئی
جنیا کے غریبا دے با پھڑ لئی
کملے والے محمد تو صدقے میں جا کملے والے محمد تو صدقے میں جا جنیا کے غریباں دی با پڑ لئی
میری بخشش وسیلہ محمد دانا میری بخشش وسیلہ محمد دانا
جنیا کے غریباں دی با پڑ لئی
تے سہارا نہیں
او دے ورگا کوئی جگ تے سہارا نہیں
جے نہ ہوندے محمد نہ ہوندا جہاں جے نہ ہوندے محمد نہ ہوندا جہاں جنیا کے غریباں دے با پڑ لئی
سورج اگا ول پچھا موریا
گیا سورج اگا ول پچھا موریا
کلمہ سونے محمد دا پڑیا بوتا کلمہ سونے محمد دا پڑیا بوتا
جنیا کے غریبا دے با پڑ لئی
تو حضرت بلال ہویا
کوئی حبشی تو حضرت بلال ہویا
آئے در تے سوالی نو کیتی نینا آئے در تے سوالی نو کیتی نینا
جنیا کے غریبا دے با پڑ لئی
کملی والے تو صدقے میں جا کملی والے محمد تو صدقے میں جا جنیا کے غریباں دی با پڑ لئی
local community TV station that I'm part of is called Radio Dawn 107.6 FM. It's a community radio station for Muslims and for non-Muslims as well. That's been broadcasted since 4th of April 2006, so 3 years after I was born, or someone's lines. And they have, and the team is full of, they have a team full of volunteers, including myself. I volunteer for the radio station, but there's also, I believe staff as well, who help out as well. So their show, basically it runs from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday to Sunday, which, and then the replay of the shows, of the daily shows, so the shows as normal happen, is 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. And their motto, and the motto is Rise and Shine with Radio Dawn 107.6 FM. The aim for it is to educate everyone, Muslims and non-Muslims. Islam as is a religion of peace and harmony, and how we and be kind to people and spread the Islam knowledge and So it's also, it's committed to spread the message of peace and build trust with Muslims and the wider community, with the staff and volunteer that they got. Now they have different languages, so it's, they, at the moment they got English, Arabic, Yoruba, Urdu, Punjabi, Mirpuri, and Porto, but I know they can have more in the future. I know that's coming up with some more languages, and they aim to aim and inspire listeners of all ages and all backgrounds. So there's loads of sponsors that sponsor Radio Dawn. One of them is Yours Truly the Servant. I have to say that one. There's Nut Grills, there's Pack Foods, there's like there's Muslim Hands, Garimia, Mahmoud's, there's like loads of them. I'll link the Radio Dawn website down below. They do have a question section, or you can call them, which the number's on there. And there's also an email for inquiries or anything. Now to donate, because it's a non-profit like station, they do have PayPal, and I know they do bank transfer as well. But if you email them, or just text them on social media, they will contact you that. But yeah, they have youth shows, they have, so they have different type of shows. I know that the youth shows, some grown, the lessons of educational, chat shows, just like different types in different languages as well. So it's an example of them, trying to think, you know, when you're trying to think of something that, example of it is there's a show on Mondays 12 to 1 p.m. With the Radio Dawn station manager, and that's what he's saying. He does a show called Be Inspired with Radio Dawn, so that's about Radio Dawn, and I know he does interviews on that show. There's also the Happy Empty Hour, which I know one of the main hosts listen to this, so yeah. Which is on five to six p.m. Wednesdays 5 to 6 p.m. There's also Bouncer Bliss, which is my best friend's sister show. On the website it's 3 to 4 p.m. but it's actually like 3 to 3:30. That's what how long normally is. And there's a kids hour. The kids hour with Uncle Naz. So that's what he's saying. He's the main host on that one. And I know his son Hamza, his name, co-hosts that show, which is 5 to 6 p.m. on a Thursday. There's also a police show, which is 5 to 6 p.m. on a Friday. Usually the weekends are like packed with youths, so I'm just trying to pick some out. There's Armina Hour, which Armina TH runs that. She's the main host of it, so it's 2 to. On the website, it's 2 to 3, but sometimes she finishes a bit early. It's on. It's not every Sunday, but it's on fortnightly, so every other Sunday. There's a youth chat with Zara and Yusu. They do a show together. It's like a chat show sort of for the youth. There's also a scouts show, so they do a half an hour, that was 5 to 5:30 on a Sunday. And there's also actually one of my best friend Amara, her and her little cousin Amhani, they do a show together called Noah Hardy, which is 7 to 8, but sometimes they finish half 7-ish. Normally they finish 7:30, which is on a Sunday. And then I leave the last one till last. I say the best one till last. Because this is the show I'm a co-host on, and I don't know if Sister Orford listened to my podcast, but I know Sister Emily listened to it. But yeah, the show I am a co-host on, I don't want to be, sense of attention all that, but I just want to say it. For the examples, which is the Yum Was a Talent show, with Sister Orford as the main host and I'm the co-host. Which is Saturdays 3 to 4 p.m. We have participants from Nottingham. We also have participants from London, and we also have participants from Bradford as well. So it's not just Nottingham; it's actually Bradford and London in that show as well. So it's quite nice because you get a range of participants in a way. But yeah, if you would like to follow them on social media, on Instagram it's just Radio Dawn 107.6 FM. Their Twitter, I think it's just Radio Dawn. Radio_Dawn. That's the Twitter. In case anyone wants to go follow it. And their Facebook, so their posts, and their Facebook is just Radio Dawn 107.6 FM. So there's the social medias, in case anyone wants to go follow it. The social medias, and just message them for more information, including how to donate, and you can also message if you want somehow want to sponsor the show, because if you want to sponsor a show, just message them and they will try and get back to you. Another thing is, I know you probably say, oh, why is FM? They are sticking with FM, but I believe, I don't know if it's 100% sure, but I think we're going digital to the DAB system next year, some point next year. So, which is gonna apparently make it better or something. I don't know. That's what I've been told. But yeah, that's another thing. And you could also volunteer as well, if you want. Just message them the account and they'll give more information. I think it's the station manager Luxaya, and I think his team Luxaya. I'm not sure who else. I'm not sure who in the team who Luxaya, but I know Nasu is saying you should look at the Instagram page. So yeah, just letting you know. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy me talking about a bit about Radio Dawn and what they do and how you can sponsor them and the shows as well. And yeah. So plan B in terms of Boris Johnson's thing. So as the Omicron cases are going up, he decided to do announce the plan B. So you're probably thinking, what is this plan B? Well, from the 10th of December, face masks compulsory in most public venues, including theatres and cinemas. Personally, I think this is okay, but there's people out there who miss exams for start of all, even if college decides to not believe on the exam notes. Or there's people who are unable to wear masks, so there has to be a reasonable adjustment on that. From tomorrow, basically, 13th of December, guidance of working from home reintroduced. So, I think as far as I know, is if you can go to work, please do. But if you can't, then work from home or some of those lines. I'm not 100% sure. But that one is a bit confusing because it doesn't really clear of us who needs to be what. But basically, next week for me is my last week anyway. But I did hear that maybe college students might be working from home. But we're not 100% sure on that point of view. But yeah, that's my understanding on that. From next week, NHS COVID passes mandatory for entries into nightclubs and venues. I think this is basically if you're double or triple vaccine, you get a pass for it, so you can go to like restaurants and any venue that ask for it. I'm not too sure on that. There will be more details over the next 2 weeks, so I will try and talk a bit about that. Self-isolation are replaced by daily testing for contrast of the COVID positive people. Self-isolation replaced with testing. I mean, that is a good idea, but do you think people are going to do testing every day? Personally, no, because A, they're not going to remember, and B, they may be a rush because they may be at college or work and all that. Like, for me, we have to do testing every day. Like, I just managed to do one, like, the night before. But if they ask, like, every day, plus proving all that, that's just going to go quite a nightmare, you know? And, yeah, but personally, I don't really want to be locked on, like, 10 nights before my birthday. So, it's like, it's like a bit of like as long as people don't mess around, we should be fine. But yeah, let's see what's going on, because I just don't want another lockdown personally. Like, I do like the online lessons, but it's just like I'm doing a beauty course, so that's mainly it's like 80% practical and then 20% theory, or it might be 30, I don't know. It's 20-30% theory and 70-80% practical. So it's a lot of practical work. Like, I don't mind doing it on family at all. But if they ask, oh, turn off your cameras, that is not going to happen. I guarantee that is not going to happen for me. Like, I'll turn it on for, like, the first bit, like, the introduction, like, the first 5-10 minutes, but after that, nope, that is no way. But yeah, just like ahead for listening to this week's episode of Daily Moana. Inshallah, if you guys enjoy it, as always. Stay tuned as always for next week. For more of these, follow my Instagram, Moana Official, or text me if you have suggestions or anything, or feedback, or just anything. Until next time, until next week, stay safe, stay awesome. Make sure you keep on top of everything that you're doing. Be kind to people. Be you. Just be you. Be awesome. Be you. Till next week. Until then, Allah Hafiz and peace out for now. Bye. Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily. And hello to all the listeners again. Welcome back to Daily with Moana, with your host Moana Ahmed. Inshallah, you enjoyed that nod. I think it was Camille Wadi, also those lines, by Hamza Khan and Muhammad Tariq. It's actually one of my favourite nods from him. It's just, I always play that. Ever since it came out, it's been on my playlist. Yeah, I don't know what I want for too long, but yeah. So I'm going to talk, before I talk about the plan B, or basically what's happening from tomorrow, I'm going to talk a bit about the local community radio station I'm part of, just a bit about it, and like, what is it, and like, how can you support it, stuff like that, and where you can find it, like, social media wise, and yeah, and then afterwards I'll be talking about the plan B. By the way, I am okay, I'm just having one of those days. After the event I was like so tired. But yeah, I'm sorry, I'm alright. Sorry, before anyone asks. I know a lot of people listen to podcasts, know me personally. Sorry, I am fine, before you get stressed. But yeah, let's get on it. Let's get on it.
Oh, oh yeah. Yeah. علي ابن طالب صبيا كان شجاعا عثمان بن عفان حكيما وله سلام عمر الفاروق حكم فعدل فأمن أبا بكر الصديق. These are the men who fought for freedom. These are the men who carried the beauty. Had to push away the demons, even though they were persecuted. They were closest to the greatest man, born to lead us through rain and storm. Changed the world through peace and love. طلع البدر على أمتنا من ثانية فتحوا باسم الله. I'm just grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough. Raising Iman high up. خديجة آمنت بوحي نزل أمانة. حليمة السعدية أم ولها حنانة. فاطمة الزهراء بنت رسول هداية. عائشة الجليلة. These are the women who sacrificed life and took the world right by surprise. I pray my mother, my daughter, my wife emulates them and reach new heights. These are the women who led the line, perfect lives for the perfect price. I pray to God that I'm certified. طلع البدر على أمتنا من
grateful enough for their care and their love. I'm just grateful enough, praising him and higher.
طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع، واجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي. طالع البدر علينا من ثنيات الوداع، واجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله داعي.
طالع البدر على أمتنا من ثنيات.